And this news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding expert. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. In Huron County District Court hearing, Judge Ferris presided over the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Tommy Joe Britt. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani presented an offer for Mr. Britt to waive his preliminary examination and plead guilty to indecent exposure as a sexually delinquent person. This offer included the dismissal of an aggravated indecent exposure count and a stipulated sentencing guideline range of 12 to 20 months. Defense Attorney Dallas Rooney requested an adjournment of the preliminary examination, citing the prosecution's witness unavailability. The prosecution confirmed the need for an adjournment due to an unavailable witness. Judge Ferris granted the adjournment, stating a new date would be set to ensure the availability of all parties and witnesses. In Huron County District Court, Christy Marie Beaver was arraigned on a charge of operating while intoxicated, second offense, which is a misdemeanor. The alleged offense occurred on June 17th. Judge Ferris outlined potential penalties, including 5 days to 1 year in jail, fines between $200 and $1,000, and 30 to 90 days of community service, possible rehabilitation programs, and ignition interlock device, mandatory vehicle immobilization, and license sanctions. Ms. Beaver, represented by attorney Michael Morawski for the arraignment, entered a plea of not guilty. Her bond was set at $4,500 with 10% posted and will continue under standard conditions. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 30th at 9 a.m., which she must appear in person. But before that, the prosecutor's required to provide a plea offer, discovery, witness list, and exhibit list by July 9th of this year. And the Oliver Township Board of Trustees created a new branch of their government. In May, the board adopted an ordinance that confirmed they established the Oliver Township Planning Commission using Michigan's Planning Enabling Act. Sections of ordinance outline the scope, purpose, and intent of the commission, the terms, compensation, and the meetings of the newly created commission. Among the duties that the Planning Commission will be responsible to handle are subdivision and land division recommendations. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
If you've been waiting for the right time to refresh your space, this is it. Ashley and Bad Axe has the June tent sale for 10 big days under the big top, June 12th through the 21st. Everything in the tent, on the sidewalk, and in the store is on sale. You'll find one-of-a-kind items, special buys, bulk orders, canceled orders, marked down to get them gone, oops purchases, overstocks, and more. You get the best selection of the latest styles at the hottest prices of the season. Sofas, love seats, sectionals, recliners, chests of drawers, and more. All marked down for the big top sale exclusive to Ashley and Bad Axe. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available to make your refresh more affordable than ever. Inventory changes as we sell it, so be sure to follow our Facebook page for daily tent sale deals and more. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley and Maddox for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
The North End of Maddox is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we have one obituary today. Kathleen Lillian Dinsmore of Mayville, age 81, passed away Wednesday, June 17th. She was born February 6th, 1945, in Maddox. In 1965, Kathy married the love of her life, Robert Dinsmore. To cherish Kathy's memory are her husband, Robert Dinsmore, her four boys, Joshua, Jeremy, Benjamin, and Samuel, her grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Kathy's funeral service will be on Wednesday, June 24th at 11 a.m. at Ransford Funeral Home of Caro. Kathleen's family will be present to receive visitors on Tuesday, June 23rd from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Ransford Funeral Home in Caro, and again on Tuesday until time of service. Those playing an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to the Parkinson's Foundation, and the family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Caro. You can share your thoughts, memories, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
When the grass starts growing, you can tell who's running a cup to that, because their yard looks like it belongs on the cover of a seed catalog. At Sebring Ace Hardware, we're proud to be your local Cub Cadet dealer. Hi, I'm Avery from Sebring Ace Hardware. Whether you're looking for a zero turn for speed, a lawn tractor for versatility, or a walk behind that handles like a dream, Cub Cadet gives you the power, the cut quality, and the comfort that makes mowing feel less like a chore and more like a victory lap. At Sebring Ace Hardware, you're not buying from a big box warehouse. You're buying local, from neighbors who assemble it, service it, and stand behind it. We'll help you pick the right model, load it up, and get you mowing with confidence. If your yard is ready for an upgrade, stop into Sebring Ace Hardware today. Cub Cadet performance, hometown service, and a better looking lawn all summer long.
This is Brad Pelega. Shop local. Shop Sebring Ace Hardware. Get your home or business ready for any season with customer service you could never get at one of the big box stores.
And we're back with your national and international news. American drivers are seeing a dramatic and sudden drop in prices at the pumps this morning following the historic reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. The vital global shipping lane, which has been choked off by a U.S. naval blockade during recent hostilities, is open for business again after Washington and Tehran signed their sudden diplomatic breakthrough. Energy futures plummeted overnight on Wall Street, and standard retail gasoline prices are following suit across the country, offering swift relief to consumers hit hard by war-induced inflation. Despite the immediate market optimism, maritime experts warn it could take several weeks for normal commercial traffic to safely resume through the narrow waterway. Shipping conglomerates are proceeding with extreme caution, citing lingering security concerns and logistical nightmare of rerouting massive oil tankers back into the region. While the immediate economic relief is a major win for the administration, industry analysts say the long-term stability of global energy markets still hinges entirely on whether the fragile peace deal holds. And the skies above the Russian capital erupted in fire early yesterday as Ukraine executed what appears to be its largest and most destructive coordinated drone strike on Moscow since the war began. A sophisticated wave of low-flying kamikaze drones successfully evaded regional air defenses, slamming directly into a massive oil refinery located on the city's southeastern periphery. The precision strikes triggered a secondary explosion that sent a spectacular fireball and towering plumes of black toxic smoke into the sky, forcing hundreds of flight cancellations across Moscow's most major international airports. Speaking from a security summit in Brussels, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky openly claimed responsibility for the strike, calling it direct and justified retaliation for a recent Russian missile strike that heavily damaged a historic 11th century Christian monastery in Kyiv. The destruction of the refinery deals a severe blow to Russia's domestic fuel supply and logistics chains, bringing the raw economic reality of front line directly to the doorsteps of everyday Moscow residents. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.